how to be never disturbed by anyone or anything, how to never get angry, and how to be unshakable. That is what we will learn today. Vedanta tells us that nobody can actually disturb you until you yourself give them permission to do so. And today, we will look at this in great detail. And by the end, you will also learn a simple 3-step conscious pause method based on the ancient Vedantic wisdom to never get disturbed anymore. Let's understand the importance of living this way through a small story. You know, many, many eons ago, there was a king named Ikshvaku. This king was actually an ancestor of Lord Sri Rama. So, Lord Sri Rama comes from this lineage. That's why his lineage is called as Ikshvaku Kula. And this king Ikshvaku was a jnani. He was always detached and nothing could actually affect him. And he was untouchable within himself. Now the story goes like this. When this king was ruling his empire, at one point in time, an enemy attacks his empire and he takes control of his empire, and the enemy basically humiliates the king. He will remove the king Ikshvaku from his position and he will send him out as a beggar to the streets. And this king Ikshvaku begins to beg for food in his own kingdom without being affected. How he had sat on the throne as a king and ruled justly, he sat as a beggar begging for food. On the outside, everything changed. The clothes that he was wearing, the people he surrounded himself with, the luxuries of life, and all the things that he was used to. But internally, nothing had changed. He continued to be the same way. The enemy could attack his outside, but not his inside. Now the story again says, after some time, a lot of things will happen, and that enemy king who had taken control of the kingdom, for some reason dies. And that enemy king did not have a son or a daughter to whom the empire should have gone. So during that time, one tradition, one custom was to bring in an elephant and to hand that elephant with a flower garland, a flower mala, and whomever that elephant chooses, by putting that garland over him or her, that person will become the new king. Right? This was the custom at that time. And they brought in an elephant since there was no one to be a king. And that elephant eventually finds this beggar, who was again the old king Ikshvaku, who was begging on the streets. And the elephant chooses him and puts the garland over him. And the beggar again reclaimed his kingdom and he sat on the throne. Now again in this situation, everything changed for the king. He was begging in the streets for a long time. His clothes, the people, the lifestyle, everything changed. But internally, he was untouched. He didn't get into depression when he was a beggar, or he didn't dance around with joy when he became a king. Within himself, he was always the emperor. He was always beyond everything. Now that is said to be the state of Sthita Prajna by Shri Krishna. Now that is what we must aspire for. This is a very, very important quality, right? We need not respond to everything immediately. If you get an email which provokes you, you need not respond to it immediately. Take a few hours, take a day, and then consciously respond. When someone says something, you immediately need not react. You have the power to consciously respond. And that is what the conscious pause is about. Just a pause before responding to something. Now imagine that power. Within yourself, if you can be like that, you can be the most powerful person in the world. You can be more powerful than the President of the United States, because if no one can touch you, then you are infinitely powerful. You don't need anything from anyone. what someone does, what someone sees, if it does not have an effect on you, if you are in charge of your state of being, that is the highest form of leverage and power that you can have. And from that place of awareness, you can begin to do different things in this world, which you consciously choose to. Now, that is conscious creation. Now, with this context, let's come to the practical exercise and let's see how it unfolds. This is the conscious pause method. Step one, whenever something triggers within you, whenever someone provokes something, whenever anything happens because of which you immediately begin to react with anger, with certain level of stress or anxiety or whatever, step one is stop and just pause. Do not react, do not respond yet. Step two, breathe. Take a conscious breath. This breaks the autopilot reaction and brings you back to the present moment. And finally, step three, become aware, become conscious. Begin to see that slight gap that exists between that awareness and that trigger and the thought form and basically anything else. See that gap, that space that exists between everything else and your awareness. Just be aware. Just become conscious. Take a moment and then respond consciously. If people say, why doesn't he immediately react like the rest of us? Why isn't he normal? That's totally fine. You know, living in anxiety, living in fear, living in poverty, living in sickness, all these things have become the normal. So if you have to live a joyful life, a conscious life, an abundant life, then you are naturally abnormal. And that is fine. Accept it. And begin to give a gap, a conscious gap, a conscious pause before reacting to anything in life. This can change so much for you and this can literally take your life in a new direction. That is it. Three steps. Stop, breathe and be aware. Be conscious. This is exactly what Vedanta has been teaching for thousands of years. That you are not the body and you are not the mind. You are the infinite consciousness. Nobody can disturb who you actually are. Nobody can disturb the awareness or consciousness that you are. People can only disturb what you think you are. That false ego, that false identity that we have created for ourselves, that is what gets disturbed and that is what someone can disturb. The moment we create a gap between that identity and our awareness, we are untouchable. If you simply rest as awareness, nothing can touch you. No person, no situation, no insult has the power to disturb you. We saw this as a fact in the life of King Ikshvaku. Maybe that is why Lord Sri Rama was born in this lineage. That is freedom. That is true power. So next time when someone pushes your buttons and when you feel that sense of anger rising within you, remember the conscious pause method. Just take a conscious pause before reacting.